Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's happening, everybody? It is January 4th, 2014, and this is the first weekend episode of the Video Game Bang. And we have it very small and quaint down here again. I think this is the second time in a row, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a small show because we have small games that we played.
I see what you did there.
Today in the studio, we have to my right, Mark Gryffindor. Griffin, say what's up, everybody.
What's going on, party people?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Wow. You got to get that sound clip. That fits so perfectly. And to my left, as always, Corey Cornelius.
Yeah, that's my middle name.
Corey Cornelius.
Cornelius Raphael.
I'm only stopping because I can't remember your last name. Vincent is his last name.
In the house player.
And we have spent the last, like, 2 hours sitting downstairs playing handhelds. Because, you know, we really don't even touch the handhelds too much on the show.
Yeah. I'm glad we did.
And there's actually a war going on between the handhelds, which is based solely out of Japan.
Why can't we all just get along?
Because the Japanese like to kamikaze into stuff right now. That's why.
These are two Japanese companies.
Japanese companies. That was the first thing I wanted to know. Why does Japanese rule the market? We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. Today we only focused on the Nintendo 3DS. There is the Vita out there, but today we put all our time and effort into Nintendo 3DS, and we got to go and snuggle up to some games, Pokemon, play a little Mario Party, play a little face swap on the camera.
Play face swap.
That didn't work whatsoever, but we'll get to that.
What is it? Me Village?
Face Raiders?
No,
face
the other one. The one where we were collecting each other's souls.
Oh, you're talking about the Street Pass minigames.
Street Pass minigames. We touched on those.
Yeah, the Find Me.
Yeah. I mean, there was a whole bunch of games we could have got to, but it seems like we just kind of stuck with the party game, and then Mark and Corey played a battle in Pokemon. And
hey, we played one too, buddy.
Yeah, but it was kind of skewed. It wasn't something that I personally trained myself. Okay. You know, so we had a, you know.
Neither of them happy because I won.
Oh, yeah. Mark, reigning Pokemon King.
Cool. I'm coming back strong.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm training just for him.
But anyway.
I'm not going to touch my team. Bring it.
He's not going to touch his
team. You know my weaknesses. Oh, yeah. Rock and lightning. Bring
it. Going.
Before we get to that, I'd like to say thank you for the likes and the shares and the comments that you've given us here at Video Game Bang Bang on the Facebook page.
It really picked up.
Yeah, it really did. The Twitter, we got a couple of feedbacks there. We had a contest that went on. It just ended. Thank you for playing that. The Video Game Bang Bags have just gone out, everybody.
We shipped out the Bang Bags to, who do we got? Ryan Shepherd. Call him Mr. Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield, really?
Yeah, like
Mr.
that.
Mr. Sheffield.
Yeah.
I literally just keep calling him Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield.
I'm going to slaughter your name. I'm sorry. Inanco? Hold on. I'm bringing it up right now. She's like, I call you Ian the whole time because it's I-A-N. It's all three names.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is how we like to spend the show.
Yeah, this is exactly. Inanna Nakano?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Winner.
Boom. Winner. And then who's the third person that it went out to?
Mr. Stephen?
In Arizona?
Yeah. Stephen from Arizona.
The one who won our Twitter contest.
Yeah,
night, right?
Won our Twitter. Yeah. You're
well done, sir.
Bang bags are on their way right now. Hope you guys enjoy them. If you can, do us a favor and take a picture with them as soon as you get them.
Yeah. Show them to your friends.
Yeah. Bring them up so we can post them up on the Video Game Bang page.
Yeah. Maybe we'll send you another prize.
Maybe.
I've got more.
There's plenty more competitions coming down the pipeline, people. Stay tuned for those. But tonight, it is the handheld game showdown. One-sided right now because it's 3DS, of course. But
yeah, we'll get into the more competition side of it next week.
Definitely. So first thing I want to know is, because you guys said you didn't feel any problem with it, I felt a little carpal tunnel holdings. How did it feel in your hands? new player. Let's start with the new guy. Yeah, because cool. Mark, you've done this one. You just got yours for Christmas, right, Corey?
Yeah, I got it for Christmas.
All right. How does it feel?
You know, my hand does cramp up, and then my pinky still falls asleep every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But this Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it away.
Was that a reference to a song?
No. Okay. Yeah, George Michael. Anyways, speaking of George Michael, my wife's younger brother.
George Michael?
George Michael.
Okay.
And he...
From the Bluths?
Yep.
So many jokes.
Well, he has the little tiny DS, and he's like a 6'2" guy.
Wait, 3DS or just DS?
3DS. 3DS, the little standard mini one. We were all playing XLs today.
Were we really?
Yeah, these are XLs.
Oh, okay, that's going to... Change my okay.
Oh, yeah. So imagine that same thing about 90% smaller. Yeah, Mark's gonna pull some.
Yeah, the original one is what I'm about to hold in my hand. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
That thing is
tiny. Wow, yeah. This is a whole new system now.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that this huge brick in my hand over here was the
well, what we got him on Amazon. I was able to purchase him like a holster that makes it feel like it's an Xbox controller.
Oh,
so it plugs into it, and it was only like $5. Including shipping.
So if you got something like that on there, would you feel more comfortable?
Definitely. And in fact, I think I'm going to try and look up if they have them for the XL size.
Are you talking about the Circle Pad Pro? Is that what you're talking about? Added the second analog stick? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it doesn't add a second analog stick at all, but it just adds like little grips. It makes it thicker.
So that's the new feeling to it because you've had it, you know, since Christmas.
Yeah.
Old feeling because, Mark, you've had it for quite some time now.
You know, I've had every Nintendo handheld since day one.
Mm-hmm.
This one's by far the most comfortable that they've done. Because, I mean, if you go back to old school Game Boy Pockets, those things are little tiny rectangles.
Yeah. We got the old Game Boy right here.
Yeah.
What is this, Game Boy Color?
That looks like a pocket.
Yeah, it's a pocket.
Yeah,
Game Boy Pocket. Couldn't even spur for the color there. Way to go.
This is whatever I found in the thrift shop.
Way to spend the big bucks.
I was popping tags.
But yeah, no.
Wow.
The one thing I'm just waiting for to come stateside is, because I'm way too lazy to order internationally, is the Circle Pad Pro for the XL, because you can add a second analog stick, which helps with games like Monster Hunter and... Kid Icarus and stuff like that for the 3DS.
Oh. See, we should have played some. Did you have Kid Icarus?
I don't have Kid Icarus because it's terrible with one analog
stick. Is it really?
The controls are just terrible for it. So, great game, but the controlling your hand gets tired.
We never really got to touch on any games where we got to test the controlling on any of things because it was kind of party games and then pick your action games like the Pokemon you pick fighting or run or something like that.
I'll see if I can get us some Monster Hunters or something. We do Monster Hunter or something maybe next week.
Orthopedics, though, definitely. It's very kind of top heavy, and then it's such a thin device that your hands are just constantly cramped up.
Because I know we've had on Twitter, we've had the real. I'm sorry for
David Webb.
The real David Webb. Sorry for forgetting your name for a second there. And he's asked. Video Game Bang, what system should I get? Handheld.
And then the bastard went ahead and went against everything.
He got a Vita?
Yeah,
he went and got a Vita.
Way to go.
I told him, too. I don't think we were really hounding him to get a DS, but I think everyone said, hey, in my opinion.
I mean, because the majority of the Video Game Bang crew
are 3DS.
Have 3DSs now.
Yeah. And I mean, it's almost kind of like the Vita versus 3DS is kind of same as Sony versus Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, who are you playing with type thing?
If you have a Wii, get the 3DS. If you have the Wii U, if you have the PS4, buy the Vita.
Well, I mean, that's usually how the buying is going to go anyway. Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to have a Vita and then buy a Wii. That's just backwards. Yeah,
well, unless you got the money. But otherwise, you know, pick a side if you really want to get the most out of it.
All right, for features, because we play a little bit with the features. You create your Mii just like you do with the bigger console.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you have a little interchange back and forth without even going through too many menus, I guess, when your system is closed. Why do you even like that feature, Corey?
I don't know. It's just addicting. I like collecting crap. And so it just adds a whole nother little thing. And the pedometer is actually, you know, I want to earn the points to do good in the game. The whole thing is just a perfect system. Nintendo is like, what can we do to make everybody want to keep this in their pockets at all times?
Mm-hmm.
And they employed some beautiful strategies for addicts like myself.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of games that are going to be using that use that Street Pass feature for in the games themselves. So, you know, like Animal Crossing, those play coins, you can get custom Nintendo themed items for to decorating your house. You can even get like Link's tunic and his hat and his boots and stuff like that, so you can dress like your favorite Nintendo character. And you can only buy limited items per day, so it's random what you get. So
now, are any of these integrated into actual games on cartridges?
Yeah, Animal Crossing.
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, Animal Crossing. Oh, I thought you were talking about your Mii character.
Now that we're talking about the pedometer, I don't know if I've told you this, but the pedometer's really turned me into a real pedophile.
You said that, yeah.
Damn, did I say that last week?
Striking out. Yes, dang it. See, I need a soundboard.
But yeah, you can use it in that. There's a new one coming out for the 3DS I'm pretty excited for called Bravely Default. Comes out next month by Square Enix. It's a kind of a cross, for lack of better games, Final Fantasy III's turn-based and job change system with a kind of a you get to rebuild your town and upgrade your shops and stuff like that using Street Pass, kind of Dark Cloud-esque, where you'd have to upgrade your town and stuff. And so the way they explain it with Bravely Default is, you know, say a task takes 1 hour to complete. If you have one Mii working on it from a Street Pass, it takes an hour. If you have two, 30 minutes. Hmm. You get six people, it's done in 10 minutes. And you can start getting those bonuses and upgrades. So it really benefits you to have your friends, you know, linked onto your 3DS as well as, you know, street passing.
I think they did a better job this time around. Of course, it seemed like they got rid of the friend codes, right?
No, friend codes are still there, but, like, it's not a requirement to play online now.
Okay.
It's not like the regular Wii where you had to have somebody's friend code.
Because with the Pokemon, you can just play anybody online, right? Random battles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't have to necessarily talk to them, correct?
Nope. No. You can turn off the mic.
See, so. That's good. And we played, I guess, the biggest franchise right now on the system would be the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Best-selling, probably, and already on the
best
3DS.
One out of the ones you guys have ever played?
It is the best-selling. I was looking up just recently. I wanted to find out the best-selling games of last year. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty, of course, with like 14 million. And then, I can't remember two, but three was Pokemon with like 7 million units sold.
And that dropped in like August, October or something. That was, like,
that
was a
late
drop.
I was a relative, and we were arguing about video games, drunken arguing on New Year's, and saying, nobody's playing Pokemon. Who plays Pokemon? Well, nobody I know plays Pokemon. I was like, you don't hang around the same circles.
And we've seen some different things. Like you said, you had a Pokemon from Japan, right?
Yeah, I made a trade and with someone in Japan.
Wow. That's cool. I like the, of course, cross-country integrate and stuff like that. You barely see that in any other games. I mean, you may get a character or a player that you're playing against overseas, but you don't really see that because time zones and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like that. So since we play the biggest franchise on the system, I want to know, where are the third-party franchises? What are the biggest ones on that system so far?
I'd say, I mean, the 3DS is your go-to for RPGs. So the Shin Megami Tenseis are on there.
Are they really? Are they big ones, or are they just little spin-off ones?
It's the Shin Megami Tensei 4 is the newest in the Shin Megami franchise. It's exclusively to the 3DS last year. Uh-huh. So if you're a Shin Megami fan, you owe it to yourself to play that one.
And they've done this before because they did the Dragon Quest, right? Mm-hmm. Exclusive to the handheld.
Yeah, Dragon Quest 9 was exclusive on the regular DS.
Now, that's cool and everything. Now, you both all have handhelds. I don't have a handheld. Why would I need a handheld, though? If I'm really into my console. I bought a DS years ago, and I only played it. I think the max that I played it a lot was when we played at your house, and I had that
The R4 chip.
Yeah, R4 chip. And then once I lost that, I kind of just like, I'm done. Kind of done. I didn't really put any effort into playing it. What would cause a console player like myself to move over to a handheld?
You know, that's a really tough sell, just because I find myself, I don't have as much time to console game lately. I haven't been doing a lot of console games, so I've been getting all my play on my handheld. The beauty of the 3DS is there's a lot of cross integration with the games. So, like, my favorite right now I've been putting the most time into is Monster Hunter on my Wii U, but I can transfer my character onto my 3DS, take it with me, and keep playing on the go. So I can keep my progress, and then when I get home and I want to play on my TV, I just pop it right back onto my Wii U. So for something like that, when I just want to keep playing that same game, it's great for that. So if they ever did something like that for a game that, you know, you're passionate about, you know.
But I'm
like
an Xbox guy right now.
Like, you know, but, like, imagine like a Fallout. Like, if you could take Fallout on the go and play Fallout on the go, wouldn't you do that?
I see. That's just it. I don't know if I would actually sit. Because I mean, if I go anywhere, I'm driving myself, so it's not like I'm doing that there. Jury duty, maybe, but I haven't had jury duty in years. So,
I think this is where it gets kind of tricky, where there's different strategies, because there was rumors that Microsoft was going to make a handheld a few years ago, and there was like little leaks and stuff online, but of course it didn't happen. And then I think they're throwing everything that they have into smart glass.
Yeah.
So I think their mobile stuff is going to go into more of like apps and stuff from their phones or, well, actually, smart glass is available for everything. So it should work on everything you already have, so you won't have to go out of your way. But with the Nintendo, I mean, I'm not going to get a Wii U.
But what changed you? Because you're a hardcore console gamer, but you found time to actually put some time into this handheld right now.
Just the games are fun, and that's the only place you can get them. Pokemon, I was just jonesing for a new Pokemon game.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this one and this one brings it right back. You know, you get that nostalgic feeling of the original Red and Blue when you're playing this one.
They threw a lot. Pokemon has a formula, but it's not like the same. You got the one rival guy. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of change it. Now you're with a team of people who all kind of have their own specialties, and they kind of help you through different aspects of the game. One guy likes Pokedex collecting. The other guy likes dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
What are you excited for then? Because like, you can probably give me 5 games that you're excited for the console, but can you do that same thing with this handheld?
No.
So you literally just bought this for one game?
Well, I mean,
you didn't buy it. It was gifted, right?
Yeah, it was gifted.
Okay.
It was a Christmas gift. I'm excited to get back into some of the Mario games I've missed, even from the old DS, because that's kind of... It's so hard for me to spend money. So I got the console... And when I went to check out the games, they're like $40 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's expensive to me for a handheld. I mean, and granted, the games are, you're going to get hours and hours out of these games. So it's not, I could see the value, but I'm probably going to hit up their online market and just start buying up the $4 ports.
I've looked at some of that stuff, and that stuff kind of seems overpriced to me.
$4?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. How much would it cost you to go?
I saw Excite Bike, the old Excite Bike, and that was like $5.
How much would it cost you to go buy a NES and then go buy Excite Bike?
How much would it cost me, like, if I actually go out, or how much do I expect it'll cost me?
How much will it cost you? Like, you want to play Excite Bike right now?
It'll probably cost hundreds.
Yeah. To go find the NES at some specialty store, unless you get lucky at Goodwill.
Pray that it works.
What's it worth? I would probably say...
Depends.
Dollar.
Depends
for the
on
cartridge.
Nostalgia.
$20 for the system, $1 for the cartridge.
Nostalgia.
That's what I would pay for it.
Because you can get even the... like the. The first one I'll get is the original Zelda.
The original Zelda? Why not go with this new one? That's a 10 out of 10 on IGN, big hit 40, all around.
It's $40. I'm going to go back and play the old school.
Corey's looking for those bargains.
I'm going to get the bargains, yeah, and then somehow, you know...
Well, it's saying that I'm on the website, not to plug anybody else. I'm on a website.
Okay, good.
And it has a top 5 games that you should play.
It's probably nerdreactor.com.
On the 3DS. It probably is. My phone is from Metro, everybody. Sorry. I don't know the... But it has a top 5 games that you should play on the 3DS. And I'm going to go to the list, and I want you, because most likely...
I've probably played them.
Mark has already. I'm looking. You actually, as I'm scrolling down the list, you own them all. So
that's all the ones I showed you tonight.
So as a console gamer, Corey.
Wow.
I want to know, and they have high ratings on this website. I want to know, do they sound interesting to you at all? Here's one. Pushmo. Do you even know what the game is about?
Nope.
Pushmo is a simple puzzle-solving game where you have to push blocks in and around to form a path to get to the exit.
Next.
The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D.
You know, I'm going to lose some awesome points.
Wow,
but I'm
really?
Not huge into Zelda to
wow.
begin with. I like the original, but there's been so many incarnations, and maybe I've missed the good ones.
Have you played Ocarina of Time on the 64?
No.
Oh, see, you're missing out on the best.
I didn't actually own a 64.
Ocarina of Time not only is regarded as one of the best Zeldas in the franchise, it's regarded as the best game of all time. It's got the highest review scores of all games, any game ever released in the last 30 years.
So do you own this one?
I do.
So I'm gonna try this. They gave Pushmo a 9.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think the retail price for that one is? For this, 9.5 out of 10.
$40.
Wow. Yeah.
It's only about four, right?
$6.99, everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll probably get that
okay,
one.
Okay, so now you're back on the
I'm back on.
Okay, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, 9.5, you know, great game. Retail value?
$40.
$40?
I'm just going to say 40 every time.
So you're not going to get that one?
No. I'll borrow it from Mark.
All right.
Just don't delete my save file.
Next one.
Shit. I forgot that's how they work.
Yeah, you got to remember. And then a lot of
there's
these games.
There's multiple files on Zelda.
Oh,
you get
awesome.
Three files for every Zelda game.
Pokemon needs to fix that.
Here's a big one. Animal Crossing, New Leaf.
No, not
interested at
no
all?
No interest. Yeah,
you know, the Sims type of stuff doesn't interest you, does it?
No. No, my wife, no. Not,
I can't
no,
do,
it doesn't.
See, I can't do Sims, but I love Animal Crossing. I don't know what it is that Animal Crossing does differently. Maybe it's the fact that it's capitalizing off my nostalgia from the GameCube when you could unlock the old school NES classics in it.
Yeah.
Because that really is what got me playing hooked into the GameCube one, even though they pulled that out of all the other future Animal Crossings because now they have their digital store where you can download all the NES classics. They want you to pay for them instead of giving
it's
to them
It's all about
free.
The money, of isn't course. It?
Retail so. Price of this game?
$40.
Yeah, $40. You on a roll, I guess, huh? Do you own that one, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, so far, yeah. Do you have Pushmo, though?
I don't have Pushmo.
Okay,
I've played Pushmo on somebody else's 3DS. It just,
I want Brain Age. I'll say that, too. I forgot about that one.
I don't even know if they have
they
a Brain.
Do.
They do?
They
okay.
did a new Brain Age.
Yep, Brain Age Concentration.
Not on this list, though. Next one on the list, Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yes, I have interest in that one.
You are interested in that one. Have you played any of the Fire Emblem games?
No.
Have you played any tactic games?
Define tactic.
It's turn-based grids.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Tactics back in the day?
Yes. Which one was it, though? Oh, I played a Magic the Gathering version.
That doesn't count.
What? It counts. It was on the PC.
It's Magic the Gathering.
You had to buy these little booster packs.
It's
and you move.
Magic the Gathering. Got a 9.6 on this website.
I would have given you points for, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Falsebound Kingdom for strategy.
Falsebound. That don't. I wouldn't even waste my time. I was the first game on the GameCube.
I know. I remember this story.
That I was going to buy, and I was so excited. And I was like, I'm going to go get this game. It's Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm into Yu-Gi-Oh! Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Go to Circuit City, a little-known place that is dead now.
What is this called?
Circuit
what?
City.
What is that?
You don't remember Circuit City?
Yeah, I know.
Circuit used to be Incredible Universe type
no.
of place.
What
type of place?
Incredible Universe.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I love
Universe
that place.
Converted over to Fry's.
Another story, story about that one later. But Circuit City, went there, bought the game, $50, you know, mm-hmm. GameCube, take it home. Worst game I've ever played. Had nothing to do but strategy.
Wrong.
It's not even a Yu-Gi-Oh game. It's not a card game. So I take it back to Circuit City, and I'm like, you know, hey, can I get my money back? And they were like, hey, no, you can't. So I'm like, so I'm sitting here stuck with this game. I beat the crap out of it like three times because I was like, I'm stuck with this game. So it's like, I got to. And needless to say, I was disappointed. That kept me from buying games, I think, for a good year.
Turned you off from video
games.
Oh,
man.
Completely.
No, it didn't turn me off from video games. It just kind of just like from buying games. I was so done with them. And this happened multiple times with games, but that one sticks out the most because it was just like a portrayal of my favorite, you know, franchise back then.
Back in the day, my parents used to help me get around the cheat the system. I think it was back in the Sega games before they had like the tamper-proof seals on the games. It was like every game came in a giant box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my mom had a shrink wrap machine at her work.
Oh.
So I'd get to play through the games or whatever, and then they'd take them back, shrink wrap them, and we'd go back to the store.
That works.
Yeah, in the ghetto.
That works.
In the ghetto.
Terrible. Number one on that list, everybody should want this game, Super Mario 3D Land.
Very interested in that one.
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't impressed with 3D Land.
Wow. Wait, no, because you weren't impressed, but beforehand, did you want to play that game?
I did. The trailers and everything made it look amazing. My biggest problem is I played all the way through the game, and probably about, it's, you know, traditional 8 worlds or whatever, like Mario usually is. Probably about 5 or 6 worlds in, I just felt like they were reusing set pieces. And so they were just fixing. And see, then I finished it, and then it unlocks a second playthrough where you can play through as Luigi. But it's literally the same thing, but with the they have, like, you know, 30 different piece sets, and all the levels are just random assortments of those 30 piece sets. It's a good, like, it's good. Like, it's a great three-dimensional Mario, but I think the new Super Mario Brothers 2 3DS is probably more better for you, Corey, if you're, you know, jonesing for some Mario.
Is that what you're going to go for then? Is that your next big game to buy?
No, maybe I'll run through the Ocarina of Time.
I was going to say, what is the what's the $40 game that you're going to buy?
The Macarena of Time.
You got to play that one. I'll go with that one. It's got to be the best one.
I think by far my favorite addition they added in the 3DS version is the boss rush mode. So you can just go through all the bosses. After you finish the game, obviously, you can just run through boss. No healing in between or anything like that. So really put your, you know, somebody like me who's beaten Ocarina of Time 100 times over the years, like, that was a nice little fan service for me.
So at what time? What are we looking at time here?
We got another couple minutes.
All right. This is how we're going to kind of funnel it in here. You don't really have any anticipations for the no games that's coming out, right?
Nothing huge. I'm on for the ride.
You're on for the ride.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was like, is there anything you've researched?
What do you want from it then?
Some good times. I mean, I've already got them.
In the form of what, though? Like, what do you expect? Are you just throw anything good at me?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm an open book for this thing. I went into it as a complete blank slate. It was money I didn't even plan on getting to spend anyways.
One, yeah.
And so when someone says, hey, here's $200, go buy something that you'll enjoy, I was like, well, $200, I can go. I'm going to do a video game podcast. There's going to be opportunities to rate and review. And so I went out and got it.
Mark?
Really, my big one is the Bravely Default that I've, you know, already plugged earlier in the segment. I love Final Fantasy. So that's my big one. And I get that next month, so I can start playing into that. Other than that, they really haven't announced too much going further into the year. But
yeah, we're kind of early in the
year. So did you see anything tonight, Aaron, that made you increase your desire to own a 3DS?
Not really. No.
And then looking at the games coming out, too?
Looking at the games that I just saw, yeah, out of the top, you know, five that you should play on the 3DS, nothing really that would... It made me remember why I stopped playing my regular DS, and then playing the Mario Party and thoroughly winning.
Oh, man, here we go.
I'm just saying, no, did I not win two boards?
You
collective
did.
Groan.
Yeah. I put down the DS a long time ago, and I really had no desire to pick it back up. I picked up a 3DS tonight and kind of didn't have any desire to pick it back up. I think all the integrations that the new consoles are going to come out with the cell phone and the tablets and stuff like that, I think that'll be enough for me. I don't really game on the go. So it's kind of an odd space whenever people on the internet or in real life ask me, you know, hey, what system should I get? Should I get 3DS or should I get the Vita? I'm kind of like, it's kind of tough for me to tell you because I don't play on the go besides my phone. You know, I'm a really quick, Twitch gamer when it comes to stuff like that. Like, all I play on my phone is the little... Wow, really? Darth Vader effect? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I would say if you don't travel a lot... Don't pick up any of them. But if you do like to travel, still a tough one. Because 3DS kind of seems like a party thing right now. I gotta wait for the Vita stuff to sink.
See, for me, it's a big thing for me for my lunch breaks at work. 30 minutes. I can get sessions in 30 minutes at
a
time.
For those of us who have jobs, Aaron.
But I can do that. How dare you? First of all, I have a very...
You can do it on your phone.
I can do that stuff on my phone, yeah. So I'm saying...
I just like a more rewarding experience.
I get reward. I play Doctor Who all the time.
Games that
it's beautiful.
Amount
it's a
to
beautiful
nothing.
Thing.
Gaming on a phone is way worse than the DS.
I don't know.
I think Microsoft is going to do something.
I wouldn't even say gaming on a phone is qualified as gaming, but they're doing full game releases on the phones now.
Yeah. iOS is
starting. Spartan Ops was pretty good.
So. And now it's on the actual console, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, hey, there's... endless possibility with these bad boys.
Sorry.
Wow. Well, whatever it's called. Halo. Well, next week, hopefully, we can do something else on the other side of this Japanese war with the PlayStation Vita. 3DS got so much love today. Overall, what would you give the system?
Oh, I'd give the system an 8.
Mark, your biased opinion?
My biased opinion.
Because you've had it for like forever.
Yes, I have had it since launch. So I guess 9.5.
Wow. I am the Fido factor.
You said I'm biased. Said I'm biased.
I'm going to have to give it I'll give it a 7.
That's what I thought you were going to go.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7. I'll be fair. You know, there's features I like the integrated web browser. Yeah. Laura, you might want to delete your
cookies.
We your all cookies took, whenever.
And we all took pictures of our sacks.
So,
3D images of our sacks.
Well, we're coming up to the break. So when we get back from this break, people, we'll have a little bit more of the Video Game Bang with you and me.
We're gonna game. Yeah, we're gonna video game bang you.
Yeah. Wow, that's terrible.
Hi, pizzas. This is Corey Vincent.
And Mark Itaru.
And we're here to remind you to look us up on NerdReactor.com. NerdReactor.com is filled with all of your geek and nerd news stories and wants.
And, of course, the best podcast in the world.
Video Game Bang! Under the podcast tab. So go into the podcast tab, and then you'll find our beautiful faces. Otherwise, find us on Twitter, at Video Game Bang, or Facebook. Mark?
We're at facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang.
All right, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show, because there's going to be more of it now.
What's happening, everybody? Thanks for sticking with us during our handheld grudge match.
Yeah.
Which is a one-sided fight right now with Nintendo taking the lead.
Because next week, we'll let everyone know, next week we are going to get as many Vitas as possible gathered together.
In one area, which is going to be crazy.
Yeah. Let's see if it's as easy to play with each other.
Or will it break its leg? Oh, like Anderson Silva.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Why'd you gotta bring that up, dude? I was just getting over that.
Wow. He's not. The world can't get over it until he gets over it.
That was depressing, dude. It was quiet in my house for hours.
As it should have been. That man should retire. That's what I think.
Well, if you want to get into this.
No, we don't need to get into this. Okay. We have plenty more. Fine. Since we are focusing on the handheld.
He's
going
to be able to come back.
He'll be coming back same time Derrick Rose will be 100%.
Oh, which is never.
All right, then. Since we're focusing on the Nintendo side of the handheld wars right now, we have a top 10 list for you. Where's my top 10 music? Oh, wow. I gave you all the...
Top 10.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it. So this is a competition between Mark and Corey. This is the first time Corey has been in a competition since when?
Ever?
Oh, yeah.
Ever?
Oh, yeah. Man. How are you feeling going into this one?
Confident.
Confident,
yeah,
huh?
I got this.
All right, let's do a little background. What is your background, Mark, in handheld games?
Since the original Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening on the Game Boy back in 95?
Wow, that's pretty deep. That is pretty deep. Corey Matthews, over here.
Yes, sir.
To my right, I am holding a Game Boy Pocket. This shows a little bit into the history of Corey.
Yeah.
What is your history with
handhelds? Well, honestly, I bought that like less than a year ago. At a thrift store.
He's a little behind.
I had the blue. No, it was purple. I'll say it. At the time, I'd always tell people it was blue, but it was a purple Game Boy Color.
Oh, wow.
And
it's because they didn't make it name blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but
you,
it was so purple.
How many times did you get beat up over that one?
A lot.
Yeah.
I had the green one.
Yeah, the green one?
I had the green one.
The lime green one?
No, the dark green.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the purple one that you had must have been terrible because that had no backlight on that, right?
Yeah, no, there's no backlight back then. Yeah.
I had this little plug-in that went into the top, though. Like,
you know, and added the little worm light?
Yeah, the worm light. I had the worm light.
That's so terrible.
Yep, I had that, too.
That is so terrible.
You had to have a worm light back in the day. Otherwise,
you couldn't play at night.
So what I'm hearing, though, is that both of you guys started off with Nintendo as handhelds, right?
I think everybody.
Was there anything else?
There was Game Gear.
Game
Gear was cool.
I'm be honest, my cousin had a Game Gear, and I was jealous of him because of all the extra colors and stuff they had with Sonic and everything. I was super jealous.
You got no.
But
got,
we honestly see what happened between Sega and Nintendo.
Nobody knows the Neo Geo?
I know the Neo Geo, but
Neo Geo Pocket?
I didn't pay attention to that.
Didn't we just see one at the store?
Oh, yeah, at that other... Yeah. Oh, man, he
we
had
just
everything.
Found an awesome local gaming store that has a whole bunch of retro stuff.
He had everything.
Oh, yeah?
Everything, yeah.
We're going to have to go back.
But it's Nintendo's time, everybody.
We got to go back, Kate.
Top 10 handheld games for Nintendo. This is spanning from old school back to regular Game Boy all the way to now.
And we're looking at sales figures?
We're looking at sales figures and, yeah, I think it's sales figures.
Yeah, usually how they're ranked.
Popularity, no, sales figures. Wow. Sales figures.
See, this is going to be hard. Cause are we going to have to, because obviously Pokemon's on there, but it's, like that's going to be all of them. Or is it lumped
franchise.
Into one?
I think it's franchise.
I think they're lumping these into franchise. And this may actually be popularity now that I'm reading more of it.
Wow. Okay. Glad to see you're prepared.
Yep. As prepared as
win
ever.
Or loss, put an asterisk next to my name.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Well, there'll be plenty more. There'll be plenty more now that I know that you're into the competition. So, starting off at whatever number you guys want to guess at, do you guys want to flip a coin here? Pick a number between 1 and 10. What am I thinking?
Ladies first.
7.
Ladies first.
Oh.
7.
No,
oh, you're just going to let me go first?
I'm just going to let you go
first.
Well,
then I'll just take the number 1, Pokemon. That's going to be number 1 on the list.
Mark? You're right about
number
Pokemon.
One.
Is it number 1?
Yes.
No, it is not.
No.
Wow.
Really?
Ah. Color me confused.
For extra points.
What position is it?
Which one?
Oh, which Pokemon?
Yes, right. Which specific Pokemon?
Okay, so now it is broken down to specific.
Oh, yeah, they broke it down.
Do
I would have
to
go
to
with
jump into this one?
Pokemon.
You could steal if you can give me the... How about that one? Yeah, because each of these categories, they do tell you which one it is, but it's a specific one in the franchise. I'll let the person steal the other point if they can tell me the exact one in that franchise.
This game is getting so confusing.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Let's go Pokemon Yellow.
Damn it, that was my guess.
And
yes!
At
I
number
mean, no,
9.
It was not my guess.
We're at Pokemon. Corey.
It was Pokemon... Is it just a generation or is it a specific color?
It's a generation of... So you know how there are always two colors that come out.
Silver and gold.
And
no!
I'm sorry.
So
we'll give it to Mark because he just got
what?
The Pokemon.
I guess Pokemon.
Okay,
he got Pokemon, but it was Pokemon
Diamond.
Black and White.
Really?
No!
Really?
That's right.
Those are the,
on the DS.
Those are the ones that critically got like
worst.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This list is wrong then.
Yes, it is. Asterisk.
I'm going to call out this list maker.
Oh, well, I can give you his name, definitely.
Find him.
But it is your turn right now. Put up or shut up.
Oh, let's see. Let's go with The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, nice. Now.
Ocarina of Time.
Number 1.
Got it.
The Ocarina of Time.
Hey, Ocarina.
So far, you are up with, I'm going to give you 2 points because you got the name and the actual franchise. Number 1, Mark.
All right, well, let's go with Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
And let's go with Super Mario. We're going to do Super Mario 1.
Wow. I can't believe that you're absolutely wrong about that.
Yeah.
So far, he's dangling.
It would have been borrowed, you know, bundled with the system in Duck Hunt.
Yeah, dangling. That's not a handheld game, though.
Oh,
that's
right.
Have you forgot what we are here for?
Yes, I did. It's digital.
So can you steal?
I have it on my 3DS.
Now remember, these are not digital downloads. All of these are on a cartridge.
Thanks for reading all the rules. You're prepared.
And now you know.
Super Mario.
Uh-oh, can he steal the point to get 3 points in all?
Let's see. Super Mario.
Well, he would have 3 points. He got 2 for the point.
Yeah.
The new Super Mario DS?
New Super Mario DS? Number 7 on the list. New Super Mario Bros. DS. Number 7. So he is up 3 points
to two? To two.
Oh, because you went, wait a minute.
I got the Pokemon, so I got the point for Pokemon being on the list.
That's
one.
The bonus.
And then I got the point on Super Mario being on the list.
He stole.
I stole it.
Oh, you just plain
steal.
Yeah,
he's plain steal.
Oh, okay. If he didn't get it right, then I would have got it.
That's my rules. These are my rules. Wow. I have made these rules.
I thought my rules were shitty, but I'm just saying.
All right, now I think I got it.
So we have Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers, excuse me, because Super Mario Brothers would have just been your win.
So if he would have just said the new Super Mario Brothers, he would have got the point.
Oh, he would have got 2 points right there.
Specifically. Okay.
He got
2,
that would have been 2 points right there. Everything, like I said, there's
a specific
one in the franchise. There might be some repeats. 7 Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers. Number 1 Pokemon. Oh no, excuse me. Number 1 Ocarina of Time,
mm-hmm.
Legend of Zelda. Number 9 was Pokemon Black and or White. Like Michael
Doesn't
Jackson.
Doesn't matter if you're black or white.
So, score now 3-2.
1
3
Oh, Screed
to
1. Yeah.
Screed to 1.
Screed to 1.
You are off the rails, sir.
And we're going to continue off the rails with all Corey.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. Let's go Donkey Kong Country.
And I'm just going to buzz in right there. There's no way Donkey Kong would ever make it on any of these lists. It's a good game.
It's on a list in my heart.
Nothing taken away. I'm going to give you guys a clue, though. Not of any one of these. I'm just going to say don't think too far out the box on this list. Go with what people like.
Okay.
Mark, for your chance to tie.
Let's go.
Oh, I know one. I got it.
Say Tetris.
And
Cooking Mama.
My gosh. Wow, are you just going to give up your turn that fast?
What?
Because you're wrong, too.
What? Come on, soccer moms.
Oh, wow.
Where are you at?
All right, wow.
All right.
I said don't think that far out the box.
Well, all right. So then.
You guys are missing, like, the big ones. Come on.
So it's back on me.
Tetris
so far,
is a huge one.
Donkey Kong did come in at number 11, so you kind of skated.
I'm surprised Tetris really isn't.
Tetris is not on the list for so far as I've seen.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Oh, no. Tetris number 23.
Okay.
So is this just Nintendo?
Just Nintendo. It's all Nintendo. Every single Nintendo one. Handheld. Because, I mean, their library is, like, astonishing. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
But we're only looking for the top 10.
Let's do Fire Emblem.
Mark, Fire Emblem.
Right?
You just want it so bad, don't you? No Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem is way up there, actually.
Here we go.
Are we still at 3-1?
3-1,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is actually really hard.
And we've only named three games. Good Lord.
I know. Gosh.
I'm trying to take out the hard ones first.
Mario Kart.
Oh, there we go. It's about time. That's another 2 points.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Mario Kart.
All right.
I mean, come on, guys. That was just like every handheld that Nintendo comes out with, they put a Mario Kart on there.
Yes,
that was number 3. So you were up to 5 points.
Woo-hoo!
Now? 5-1. Don't tell me in his first ever competition, he is going to crush you. Uh-oh. Mark, for redemption points, please. Something. Give me one on this list.
Shit. Why am I drawing a blank here?
It's okay.
Animal Crossing.
Is another one that's way up on the list. Think about this one, guys. Let me give you some more, I guess, hints. Okay. It's Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going too far out of their big franchises. Think about them, guys. Think about them. And we're talking about games here. We're talking about practice, people.
In my honest opinion, IMO, I'm going to say
5-1, everybody.
Oh, yeah. So I can just coast, really.
Respect on the line.
Of course. Let's see. Damn. Mario Party.
Ooh.
Please say it's on there. Come on.
Mario Party. And I thought that would have been one on there, too.
Kukariku.
But no.
Damn.
Are we? Come on, guys. You guys have been playing this since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I got it.
You got one?
Yeah.
Well, it's your turn, Mark. Can you get 2 points out of this?
Probably not. Metroid?
Metroid comes in at?
No.
Number 13.
Sorry.
Metroid Fusion, a good one, though.
Yeah.
Metroid Fusion.
Let's see. So, obviously.
You guys are naming ones that are on the list. They're just.
Not the 10.
Not the top 10.
Let's see. Did we say there's not another Pokemon? Is there a Pokemon?
Why? What is this, 20 questions?
Well, I don't fully understand.
I will give you guys that. There is no other Pokemon on this
list.
Well, on the top 10, at least.
Wario World.
And come on now. Wario World?
It's one I owned, okay?
Yeah, that's exactly why it's not on the list. He's coasting over here, Mark.
I know. Let's see. Why don't we do New Super Mario Brothers 2?
New Super Mario Brothers 2.
No, it's too
and hard. It's higher on the list. Sorry.
Oh man!
But see, now you at least know he's gone with the same franchise, just a different. So let's see what you got now.
Let's see.
Ugh. That's disgusting. Please. Please. Your answer. Please.
The next one on my list is Legend of Zelda Between Two Ferns.
And I'm sorry.
Is this list
for a steal? Because he did start off with The Legend of Zelda. Yeah. For a steal.
Let's do Legend of Zelda. It's not Ocarina of Time because we've already set that one. Yeah. So if we're going to go with...
Hey, Ocarina.
Let's go with... let's say Link's Awakening.
And
yeah.
Damn it.
For one point, can you steal back?
How about The Legend of Zelda...
Oh, God, I know what it is now.
Fellowship of the Sword.
you're done. I will give you two points.
Link to the Past.
No, that doesn't count.
That one is higher up on the list as well.
Oh, my God.
How about just the original Legend of Zelda?
No. If you guys
The only other ones would be the Oracle series. Oracle series.
Those are both on here, just high up on the list, but not in the top 10. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
The only other option is Minish Cap.
Minish Cap.
Oh. Are we forgetting the Phantom Hourglass?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like saying it right after everything I said. So that one has been crossed off the list. So far.
terrible.
Oh, God.
Number 9, okay. Pokemon Black and White. Number 8, Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass. Number 7, New Super Mario Brothers. Mario, almost said that one. Number 3, Mario Kart DS. Number 1, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. So you have 1.
We got what? 6
2
options
3.
Oh my gosh.
4.
Really? Oh my gosh.
5 more options.
5 more options.
Five
All right.
More
We're halfway through
right?
these. And
no, I think Oh yeah, I went. I got a point.
So you are you
six.
Got
I got another
you
point.
You did get a point. So it's 6 to 1.
Let's do Mario Kart 7.
Yeah. Of course it'd be Mario Kart 6.
that was the one you got earlier.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, you try to rebank on your same scores.
Super Mario 3D Land?
No.
And for the steal, Super Mario?
Super Mario... Super Mario World.
I know what it is.
Super Mario World. Super Smash World.
You're done.
Super Mario 64 DS.
You're done.
Oh, that
Super Mario
is a good
64
one.
That is a good one, yes. But that one is not on there.
Are you serious?
No.
What?
The last one for the Mario franchise. I will give you that 1 point for one.
So he's at 2.
So you are at 2.
What the hell is Super Mario? I don't play Mario anymore.
You don't play Mario? I will give you the bottom one. Super Mario Advance World 2.
Damn,
that's hella far
back.
That's cool.
I told you guys the advanced ones were, I said, from old to now. Damn. You guys keep going DS and all that stuff.
I'm so stuck on advanced games.
We got 4 more, people. We got 4 more.
I did have an advanced, too. I had the white one.
Mm.
Let's see. 4 more. I'm going to say Pac-Man.
And you're done.
That's Namco.
I said negative points for you.
Oh, there's not one Pac-Man that came out on the Nintendo.
No, there are. Yeah, there are. It's not a Nintendo franchise.
Nintendo. That's what we're talking about
Pac-Man's
here.
Pac-Man's done by Namco.
How many games have I said that haven't been Nintendo?
I don't know.
All righty then. Mark. For 3 points because we're in the double zone round.
Oh, bullsh.
Let's see. Why am I blinking out? Super Princess Peach?
Super wrong. And we are on 4 left, people. And, I mean, you guys have said 1. I'm starting to just give out hints. You guys said 1 already multiple times.
What?
At least the beginning.
What?
You just have to pick the right one in the franchise.
Super Mario Brothers?
But what's the right one in the franchise?
Oh man, now that because
you've got like almost an infinite supply now of ones to pick from, but we're looking at the handhelds.
So,
as the last Super Mario on the list, if you can get this one, you just get it.
So the stakes have not been raised. Everything's the same as it was.
Oh, well, if he steals, I give him both points.
Oh, son of a bitch. Super Mario. That wasn't the 64 one. Paper Super Mario.
Super Mario Advance 3?
Bing, 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 bing. There it is. Super Mario Advance 3. That was one of the favorite ones of a lot of people liked. Mm-hmm. How did you guys not just pick that one off the bat?
Honestly, I forgot about all those.
You said Super Mario 1, and you were like, yeah, I mean, that's everybody's classic favorite. But Super Mario 3 was the next one, even though it was my personal not favorite. I'm a 2 fan, if anything. So all the Super Mario games are all done.
So we have no Pokemons, no Marios.
No Pokemons, no Marios, no Legends of Zeldas.
And we have 3 options left.
And we have 3 options left. Let me run down the list one more time. Number 10, Super Mario Advance 2. Number 9, Pokemon Black or White. Number 8, Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass. Number 7, New Super Mario Brothers. Almost said that one, so let's skip that one. Number 5, Super Mario Advance, Super Mario Bros. Number 3 is what the whole title is. Number 4, skip that one. Number 3, Super Mario Kart DS. Number 2, skip that one. And number 1, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. So now we have 3 people. And I'll give you a clue. 2 of them are in the same exact franchise.
Oh, so
and the last one, I'm going to have to really give you guys some clues on because you may not get it.
All right.
Mark, you just answered?
I stole.
You stole it for the 2 points, so you have...
6-3.
6-3. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Anybody's game.
This can go any way now.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's no Metroids on the list. So we're going to have to go with...
I'm already in my throat.
Super
ready to go.
Mario Kart Advance.
F-Zero.
This is terrible.
Let's do Kirby.
That was actually very good, though. Very close. It was like edge close. Do I have to give another hint? Should I?
Yeah.
All right. This game franchise is an RPG.
RPG? Final Fantasy?
Let's do Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
There it is. Number 2.
Oh, Mario and Luigi. There's supposed to be no more Mario and Luigi.
It's not a Super Mario.
Not a Super Mario game.
Oh, God.
Superstar Saga comes in at number 2. So that's 2 more points because you got the name and franchise. 5-6. Uh-oh.
2 guesses left.
We've got a close game.
Gosh.
It is Corey's turn, though. We only have 2 left.
All right. Oh, man. Man, this one's hard.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I like being on the other end.
Remember, I said there was only 2 franchises left.
Earthbound.
Never came out in States. Let's see.
I can't believe this is stumping that hard. There's like
there's like a billion games to choose from.
Nintendo has the most
hard.
Icons.
I guess.
Let's see.
But you guys do a video game podcast,
do
you not?
That's true, we do.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I'm running through like all the Smash Brothers characters right now in my head.
Me too.
Trying to figure out
that is called desperation, people. That is what that is.
Let's see. Well, let's just throw it out there. Let's do Mario and Luigi. What was that other one called? Bowser's Inside Story. That's way down there.
Is that Dream Team?
Dream Team is the one you're playing right now.
There was a Dream Team 1, though.
Mm-mm.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
2 points from Mario Luigi. Bowser Inside Story is number 4, everybody.
Damn.
Oh, my
7-6.
God.
Corey's got a score here to win.
Dang.
Uh-oh.
I think it's over, right?
No, there is one more. I'm going to throw that I don't need to look at that anymore, that list, because I know what the exact last one is. All
right. Super Mario.
So what is the points here? We got 6.
To 7.
To 7.
Mario and Luigi Dream Team.
And you're done. I said there was only 2 franchises left, and you guys are both, and yeah, Mark just took up the last franchise. So that means there's one more franchise left that you guys haven't even come close to.
I think I got it.
I don't think you do. Well, it would be nice.
Okay.
But it's Mark's turn.
I got it.
Ice Climbers.
And that's a terrible.
Luigi Mansion.
And that's terrible. Now, this one, I'm going to have to change up that previous. You might have to think a little outside the box.
It's done by Nintendo.
But it is done by Nintendo.
Mario Hoops. And
WarioWare.
And you said WarioWare.
Did I? I thought you said Super Mario. Or
Wario Land?
Wario Land.
Oh,
Wario
yeah.
World.
Still, you're wrong. And
They're,
you know, the viewers are sick of hearing me say this.
I know they are.
Because I'm sick of me saying this.
If anybody is still listening, tweet us the code word pixie stick and we'll send you something. Serious. Tweet us pixie stick. First person to do it.
Dealt with this whole ant thing this whole time, then yes.
You deserve it.
Definitely. You definitely deserve it. I apologize.
I'm embarrassed.
But the show goes on and we have one more franchise. And this is close. 6 to 7. That's a very close race here, people.
Yeah, this is close. I don't like it. Can we turn points in half?
Wow. The only way you could is if he said
the franchise
and you told me which one it was.
Yeah.
And that would be, oh, man, I don't even know if I have a tiebreaker after that, but I don't think it's going to come to that because this last one is quite a doozy.
It's outside the box. It is going to.
They have descriptions on each of the games, but if I read the description,
I'll know
it's done. Yeah, it's done.
From the description.
Can you at least tell us the console?
Oh, the console? No.
Give us a time frame.
I can. Time frame? Okay. 1972.
Okay.
To 2014.
Every Nintendo ever. Shit.
I can describe a little of the cover of the box. There's blue on it. There's a little green, yellow, red. A little beige burgundy.
Got it.
There's black.
I got this.
All the colors actually are represented on the color. that is like not a good clue at all.
Shit. Developed by Nintendo. What the fuck else do they have?
That would be in their top 10,
right?
Nonetheless. Ooh.
And it's also.
I wonder if there's anybody out there.
I got it.
Uh-oh.
Got it?
Yeah.
What do you got?
See, but I don't want to say because then if he gets the game, I think I have an idea of the franchise.
And you hear that?
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Go for it. No guts.
Lightning round.
No Yoshi.
Oh, that was a good one. I would have thought that too. Star Fox.
And I'll tell you one. I'll give you this clue. This game started its franchise on the Game Boy Advance.
Started its franchise on the Game Boy Advance. That did me no good.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance was my worst. I skipped a lot of that.
You had a purple one and you had a green one.
I had a
Game Boy Advance, but it's Pokemon.
Yeah, that's Keyman's. Boktai.
That's a good try, but that was by Kojima.
Yeah,
in SBU.
Yeah. Castlevania.
Nope. Again, not even by...
Yeah, I know.
Will this be left unsettled?
Well, I'm in the
or
lead.
Or with the win?
I'm
oh, yeah, with the lead. Yeah, with the win.
He's on the lead.
I am.
Seven to six.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And so time is dwindling down on you.
Oh, man. He said Kirby already.
First released in Japan.
I can't believe.
First released in Japan.
I can't believe Kirby wasn't in the top 10. Game & Watch.
No.
Dang.
It was released in America September 10th, 2001. The first one in the franchise.
Freshman year of high school.
What was big around?
Single and multiplayer.
I'm going to hate myself when you tell us what it is.
Is it a character in Super Smash
No.
Brothers? No?
No. It's smaller.
It is in Smash Brothers. But it isn't a character you can play.
So it's an assist trophy. Fuck.
Pikmin.
Ant.
Didn't have a handheld. And wow. Pikmin's in there.
And this going. This is going all the way to the end. Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Well, if they don't get it for Corey, Mark, and Aaron, I hope you guys have a great, great week.
Check us out on Nerd Reactor. And if you know it, tweet it to us and we'll send you something.
Actually, yeah. If they don't get it.
Oh, crap.
And definitely.
Get left unresolved. No, I can't lose. Okay. So just first person to say it. Let's see.
Shout it out on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Video game Bang Bang.
Started in 2000.
Give us the answer. If you know it, let us know it.
2001. Fuck. So long ago. I feel so old.
So far, Mark's a winner. Later, everybody.
Bye.